Welcome to Women on Wealth, a podcast by women for women. Our mission is to empower women to embrace the discussion around wealth, demystify finance and market-related topics, and break down the emotions that surround these decisions. Your host is Julina Ogilvy, partner and wealth advisor with Principal Wealth Partners. She's a certified private wealth advisor and a certified investment management analyst with over 25 years of industry experience. Welcome, everyone, to Women on Wealth. This is Julina Ogilvy, and the topic today is institutional retirement plan strategies for businesses. I am joined by a great subject matter, an expert in this topic, Allison Smith. Allison has focused primarily on corporate retirement plan strategies as the leader of retirement plan services for one of the largest retirement plan providers in the country, Principal. She consults on not only organizational 401k plans, but defined benefit, ESOP, non-qualified executive business strategies, and equity compensation arrangements for both private and public companies. Our goal today is to talk through some of the top topics, in retirement and what steps you can take within your company to set up both retention of employees through the benefit program, as well as to create organizational efficiencies around market enhancements to these programs. Allison, thank you for being on with me. It's great to be together talking about a very important topic.
Wonderful. Thank you, Julina, so much for having me. I was thrilled to have the opportunity specifically to come on your podcast, as not only are these some of my favorite topics, but after almost 25 years of focusing solely on corporate retirement plan strategies, I'm finding more and more of the individuals that own primary responsibility for the retirement program, either from an HR or finance perspective, are women.
Yeah, I love it. It's great to hear. And I'm sure that this is going to have a lot of value for those that are listening in. So let's dive right into it. If you can give us an overview of what we mean when we talk about corporate retirement plan strategies.
Yeah, absolutely. Corporate retirement plan strategies are any plans supported and sponsored by the company for the benefit of the participants geared towards retirement. Most commonly, this is going to include 401k plans, 403b plans for not-for-profit organizations, defined benefit plans, non-qualified plans for executives, and stock ownership plans.
That's great. And so in the landscape of organizational retirement plans, what are the top considerations that companies should be aware of for 2024?
Well, 2024 brings its own set of challenges and opportunities for companies managing retirement plans. First and foremost, it's crucial for employers to stay updated on regulatory changes. The landscape is usually evolving and compliance is paramount. For instance, the new Secure 2.0 Act brought a lot of new opportunities to expand the benefits of 401k and retirement plans for individuals. But if not rolled out appropriately and on a timely basis, they could create compliance and legal concerns for the companies that sponsor them. One good example of that is the eligibility of long-term part-time employees that was extended to two consecutive years of working 500 hours or more. If an employee meets that criteria, then they have ERISA-protected eligibility for the 401k plan. What some employers aren't aware of is that the first year where their hours are eligible was 2023, and the first date of their eligibility is 2025. So companies with part-time employees need to be tracking hours worked to ensure that they're meeting the requirements of the new law.
It's such an important point. And with all of these evolving regulations, staying compliant is undoubtedly a priority. So what other factors should companies be mindful of?
Yeah, another critical aspect is employee engagement. In 2024, we're seeing a greater emphasis on financial wellness programs. Employers can consider offering tools and resources that help employees better understand and manage their finances, especially when it comes to retirement planning. With the intense consolidation of the retirement plan provider landscape, many of these services are now being offered at no additional cost to the employee or to the employer by top retirement provider firms. What what this means is that if a company, if their company has not had an independent review of their financial professional or their retirement plan provider in the past 3 years, they could be missing out on gaining valuable resources for their company and its employees.
Okay. Past 3 years, I can think of a lot of companies that need to review. So, financial wellness is certainly gaining a traction, which is great. How can organizations effectively communicate the value of their retirement plan to employees and encourage active participation?
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough, but communication is key. Employers need to ensure that employees not only understand their retirement benefits, but also feel empowered to make informed financial decisions. So you can use lots of various communication tools. Some of the most popular are workshops, webinars, and personalized guidance. And these can noticeably enhance employee understanding and engagement of the overall program. Another emerging trend that we're seeing and to be aware of is that of managed account solutions. These can be a valuable tool to offer financial advice and guidance within a retirement program. However, if the company is working with a financial advisor providing these solutions as part of their fee, and then is also having participants pay for managed account solution, there could be a duplication of expense. You know, it's important to understand the scope of work for your advisor and the record keeper and the administrator, because when it's really understood, plan sponsors can get really robust services for their plan and as well as streamlined expenses.
Absolutely. That is such an important piece. And with the rise of environmental, social, and governance, which is known as ESG, with the rise of those considerations, are there any trends or best practices related to socially responsible investing within retirement plans?
Yeah, absolutely. ESG is indeed on the rise. Companies might want to consider incorporating socially responsible investments within their retirement plans that can align the values of the organization and its employees. This not only helps meet the growing demand for ethical investing, but can also contribute to employee satisfaction and retention. It's critical, though, to ensure that the process by which these funds are included is appropriate for retirement plan investors. Said a different way, ESG needs to be included based on its appropriateness for the plan, not just based on a desire to offer ESG or socially responsible investments.
Okay, great. That's an interesting perspective. And lastly, as technology continues to advance, are there any innovations or trends in retirement planning administration that companies should be aware of for this year?
Yeah, good question. Technology plays a crucial role in streamlining retirement plan administration. In 2024, we're witnessing the integration of artificial intelligence solutions and machine learning to enhance plan efficiency and customization. Employers can explore modern tools and resources that provide real-time analytics, personalized dashboards, and interactive features to keep employees engaged in their retirement planning journey. They should also be aware of what the customer protection guarantee is from their record keeper. For many employees, the 401k or the retirement plan is their largest asset outside of potentially their home. However, they take for granted the cybersecurity protections that may be in place. While many top retirement plan record keepers have useful front door strategies to prevent instances of fraud from impacting participants, there's a wide variation on what liability or accountability they have for instances of fraud that do occur within the plan. For example, many record keepers provide only a 30-day window to report instances of fraud, or there's no liability on the part of the record keeper. So if you think about your typical retirement plan investor, they're not actively checking their accounts. That means that if an unauthorized distribution is taken from the plan, even if they're sent a notice, if they don't report it in 30 days, then their money could be gone. There are lots of instances that you can Google to see examples of this happening. So to summarize, it isn't like the credit card industry where if there's an unauthorized charge that the credit card companies, they own the liability. Each 401k provider is different, and companies might want to consider if they want to put their business with record keepers that put a time limit on reporting instances of fraud. Some providers report this out directly on their websites, so you can search customer protection guarantee to see what your current record keeper offers.
Wow, I never really thought about how this could be such a material liability for the company, but more importantly, how my data might not be as secure as I thought it was. So lastly, with all the different considerations surrounding corporate retirement plans, can you just provide your thoughts on if 401k or corporate retirement plans are still the suitable choice for individual retirement savings?
Yeah, absolutely. 401k plans, 403b plans, defined benefit plans, ESOP plans, non-qualified plans are some of the most tax-efficient ways for Americans to potentially gain wealth. At its core, retirement plans make savings easy. I mean, think about it. How many of us would have the check available at the end of the year to pay our Social Security taxes if it didn't come out automatically? When you make it automatic, you pay yourself first. The tax-deferred growth is almost secondary. If we didn't have these programs, people may not prioritize their savings in a meaningful way. This can be true at all income levels. If you have a company population with more highly compensated employees, your conversation shouldn't just stop at 401k, but rather could be actively and regularly considering other options that are available as automatic savings plans are typically limited for highly compensated employees with just a 401k plan alone. And if you're a company, each state today either has a law requiring a company-sponsored retirement plan or is considering one. So it's a good opportunity to review what plan structure might make sense. And finally, if your company sponsors plans today, it's a good best practice to evaluate not just your providers, but your plan structure to help ensure that you're getting a useful level of tax efficiency. A good analysis of this may come with a fee in some cases, but the fee could be minimal compared with the tax efficiencies that you could realize beyond just rolling your current plan design into another tax year.
I'm glad you answered it that way because I agree. So, thank you so much, Allison, for sharing your valuable insights on the top considerations for companies regarding their 401k or organizational retirement plans. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. For those of you that are listening, if you are interested in learning more, check out the Women on Wealth website, which is jelenaogilvie.com. Thank you for joining, and we look forward to having you on, Allison, for on a future episode.
Thanks so much.
Please see the disclosures in the description of the podcast. This is not investment advice and should not be construed as such. Thank you for listening to Women on Wealth, by women, for women. Stay up to date by subscribing to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. To learn more, please visit www.julinaogilvie.com or join us on Facebook and LinkedIn.